You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the performance arts. And there's an Eastern Michigan University professor who's been performing and teaching and creating in the community for over 45 years. That's the sound of Dr. Nelson Amos, a professor of guitar and music history at Eastern Michigan University and an Ypsilanti storefront owner, who, as much as I don't like to talk about someone's age, I think we need to note that he's 81 and the, quote, oldest faculty member at EMU. So thanks for joining us. I hope that's okay. I start with that, Dr. Amos.
Well, that's just fine. You know, I've been saying all week, it's not so much of as what I do or what I've done, but how long I've been doing it, so.
Yeah, that's a pretty great distinction to be the oldest faculty member. So you own that. You're good with that.
I've been good with it for several years, actually.
Well, what year technically did you join Eastern?
I actually came in 1975. I came from the University of Iowa with my PhD in hand, and I was out to teach everyone to play guitar and teach music history, and I've been doing that ever since I arrived in 1975.
How have things changed?
Well, they've changed a lot, but my actual responsibilities and duties haven't changed that much, because mostly what I do is one-on-one teaching to private students, to guitarists, and so that part of it has remained pretty much the same. But yes, faculty's come and gone, and that's been the big change for me. I'm kind of the last man standing of my generation of faculty members. All of them, all the people that I knew when I came in, have long since retired. So it's time.
You also have a storefront in Depot Town in Ypsilanti?
Yes, I do. That is kind of a, I don't know how to describe it. I guess it's sort of a hobby that got out of hand. I've always had this interest in both art and music. And so I opened this after being completely away from art for a long time. I was a double major when I was in college. I eventually tended more toward music than art. But anyway, I had this interest getting back into it. And so my wife encouraged me. And so what I was doing had some commercial success. I have a kind of special kind of realism inspired by older art, like from the Renaissance and Baroque period, and so all of that. So anyway, I had some commissions and made some portraits and some scenes of local places, and so we've been there now for something like 13 years maybe, okay? And so recently we've been sort of sustaining things because it's also a frame shop, which my wife operates, so still going.
What is your passion, would you say?
What are my passions? That's a good question. I have lots of them. I mean, aside from the usual passion for family, I guess guitar, lute, art, history, especially music history. I just finished War and Peace last night.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
How long did that take?
Long undertaking. Well, I had several starts and stops,
okay.
But it's taken a while.
Don't tell me how it ends.
I won't. Anyway, and so teaching, of course, and then my wife traveled every summer, too, so that's been a good thing.
You mentioned the lute.
Yes.
A lot of people playing the lute in 2020?
Not very many, but that's okay. I actually did my doctoral dissertation on lute playing, and so I've kept it up all these years, and actually right now it's kind of the main thrust of my interest in practice. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So about 6 months ago, COVID comes along, and what impact has that had on you, Dr. Amos?
It's had a big impact, but not maybe so much professionally as you would think, because I've been able to teach from my home. I have sort of refurbished the third floor of our home at 958 Sherman Street here in Ypsilanti and moved all my books from Eastern. And so I have two classes that I teach, a graduate course in music history and a music appreciation class. And then I have 10 private students, all of whom are being taught online. And so actually it's worked out pretty well. I've gotten accustomed to it, and in some ways I've told people that my students are actually playing better now because they maybe have more time to practice, less time for social activities, unfortunately. And so far it's worked out pretty well.
And we can say an 81-year-old has converted to going online just fine, right?
That's right. Now, remember that when I retire, I'm actually going to be 82.
Yeah, so tell us about the retirement. We haven't gotten to that sad part yet. I shouldn't say it's sad, right?
Yeah, well, it is actually sad for me. It's a bittersweet experience. It's not something I've looked forward to. I've always sort of put it off as long as I could. And honestly, I'm going to miss very much my interaction with students. I think that if there is such a thing as a fountain of youth for me, then it is my students, because it's just been fantastic, that relationship. But I've had a good run, and the university's been very good to me, so it's time for me to bow out.
You strike me as someone who will probably still be pretty busy, even though you're quote-unquote retired.
Well, I'd like to stay busy. I do have a routine that keeps me going, and so my day is about the same, but it's okay. I try to keep it varied. The worst thing I can do, I think, or anyone my age can do, is just to sort of sit around and do nothing. I do lots of reading. I never watch TV. I spend entirely too much time on my iPhone, but I guess that's part of the...
Yes, welcome. Welcome to that group.
Right.
Me too. So what prompted the retirement decision?
Well, it's kind of an intersection of COVID and the university buyout. And so I can understand the university's position. They need to save money, and so they made an offer last year, which I didn't take. But then they repeated the same offer this year, and so I'm going for it. And there are several other faculty members, especially in the music department, that are also doing the same. Mm. I believe we have 5 people that are exiting this year, so that's quite a large number.
And you held on, though, too. You're going to be 82. You're not officially retiring until the spring. You'll be with us this year?
I'll be retired on May 1st.
May 1st. So what is your goal, or what do you have anything you're hoping to accomplish in these last few months of your tenure at Eastern?
Well, I'll continue as I have been. I have a full schedule. I have the 2 classes that I'm teaching online, and then my private students. And so... as usual, just continue doing that in the best way that I can to hope just to continue the same thing until I retire, yes.
And sharing your music.
Absolutely, yes.
You have your own YouTube channel?
I do. I have actually have 2. There's one that features my students. It has over 100 things on it. And then I have my own, which focuses more on early music, that is the lute and that sort of thing. So the latter one is... In Amos, Lute Guitar. In Amos. And the other one is just EMU Guitar, and that's where all my students are playing. And so I've started that about, I don't know, 12 or 13 years ago, and have lots of good playing on there.
And we'll put a link to that for sure on our WEMU website as well.
Good.
Dr. Nelson Amos, best of luck to you. Thank you for everything you've done for the EMU community, and please stay well.
Thank you so much.